It's mainly because of the need, actually, for income. None of us have got enough for 25 or 30 years of a comfortable retirement. So we all need some extra money. But not only that, the other thing, when you have a little profitable hobby going, you're meeting clients and you're developing social networks as well. So it's a benefit. There's two pronged benefits into it. Not only the financial reward you get yourself, but also that you're socializing. That's something. So both legs are important when you're retired.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast with your host, Annie Nelson. And today on the line, I have Bernard Kelly, and he is based in Geelong, which is in Victoria, about an hour from Melbourne. And Bernard is the founder of Retirement Lifestyle Academy, or in America, he's known as America's Professor. He is an author of the book 37 Case Studies of Successful Profitable Hobbies, and he is a retirement pathways strategist who has created a lecture series on creating additional income in retirement. Welcome to the show, Bernard.
Oh, hello, Annie. Good. Nice to chat with you again.
I was really happy to see that you have a new series coming up. Would you like to share a bit of your story about how you came to create your Retirement Lifestyle Academy and a bit about being a pathways strategist?
Yes, happy to. Actually, about 10 years ago, and I'm now in my early 70s, so 10 years ago I wrote this book, 37 Case Studies of Profitable Hobbies, and that really grew out of my real estate practice, where I used to help people buy investment properties. But for whatever reason, when people couldn't put aside an investment property for later on, I then used to say, hey, whatever you do, let's just find out whatever, let's just chat, you and I, right here and now before I leave, about whatever profitable hobby, whatever hobby you have, and let's convert it into a profitable hobby. And over the years, those discussions, I remembered lots of them, I wrote them into the book. And I've just actually right now, a couple of months ago, I redid that book. So I've now got this version two done of that 37 case studies of profitable hobbies. But in the process, and to maintain my zest for living, I've also joined the board of the local community college here in Geelong in Australia. And when they were, a few months ago, when they were thinking about how to offer a whole new clutch of lectures, I sort of put my hand up and said, well, just in the process of redoing the book, and I'll convert that book and the lecture series that I offer online through my website, which is retirementlifestyleacademy.com. So I said I'd convert it into the third version, which is a classroom version of, 37 case studies of profitable hobbies. And we're now doing this, what's now being advertised in Geelong here, as Turn Your Hobby into Money. It's a four-week evening program starting in the middle of April. And so that's the background and how we're moving forward.
That's very interesting, and congratulations on your achievements. Have you found in your working with people over the last 10 years that retirees need to supplement their income? Are they doing it because of a need, or they're just doing it because they're bored?
It's mainly because of the need, actually, for income. None of us have got enough for 25 or 30 years of a comfortable retirement. So we all need some extra money. But not only that, the other thing, when you have a little profitable hobby going, you're meeting clients and you're developing social networks as well. So it's a benefit. There's two pronged benefits into it. not only the financial reward you get yourself, but also that you're socialising. That's something, so both legs are important when you're retired. So to answer the question, most people will never have enough. You can work it out in the backward envelope. I used to start when Paul Keating brought in this superannuation here in Australia in the early 1990s. You can work it out in the back of an envelope. No one will never have enough. So the only way it actually does work well, like they do in Singapore, and where from your first payday when you're 18 or 19 or 20, you are required by law to put aside 20% of your gross income into your retirement savings pool. And then at the age 65, you'll end up with two-thirds of your final income. But that's the only way superannuation, if you're saving it yourself, that's the only way you will develop a large enough pool. You've got to put in 20% every payday from the time you're 18 or 19 or 20.
What you're saying is if the government regulated compulsory savings for retirement, because in other countries it's called different things. In Australia it's called superannuation, but in other countries they have different names for it. So if the government regulated compulsory savings for retirement is not enough, are you suggesting that we should be topping it up to the 20%?
Oh, definitely, definitely. But it's too late. You've got to start when you're 20 years of age. It's too late for you and I. But really, that's the reason why everybody has to have a little side gig, a profitable hobby, to keep some income coming in to supplement whatever your existing pension or self-funded retirement revenues are.
Okay. Well, it seems like it must be working. You've been going for a while now. Are you able to share some of the hobbies that people are converting into an income stream?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'll tell you what, I guess any business like we're chatting about now, you have to have a 10-year view. But let me just give you an example. If you imagine lying on the table in front of you, you have an oval piece of leather, and you picked it up in your left hand and your right hand, and you actually pulled it up into the air off the table. Now, basically, where your left hand and right hands are, that's where you grip. Now, if you've made a slot, if you could actually make a slot with a very sharp knife where your left hand, where your fingers are on your left hand and the fingers on your right hand are, you'd be able to have something to hold up. Now, if you went down and put more slices in between the two handholds, you'd have a lot of slices in this oval piece of leather, and then you pick them up and you join the top and the front, the top and the back, or not the top, hold on, the front bit and the back bit, and you'll find out you've got a very nice, elegant bag to go shopping with.
Right, okay.
Now, as you get better at doing that, the first one will look pretty terrible. But after you do 4 or 5 or 10, you'll be able to start selling these little bags that are really a profitable hobby for about $60, $70 because they look so elegant.
Oh, okay. So it pays to be a bit creative then.
Well, yes, I suppose so. But anyway, yeah, okay, yeah. But there's lots of other things you can do, like even going fossicking for gold. I mean, I've got a colleague who is a retired university lecturer and lives in Ballarat, which is an old gold mining centre here in Victoria in Australia. And whenever it rains, because it's based, the town of Ballarat is on an extinct volcano, but that's where the gold is. So whenever it rains, more gold comes down off the mountainside into the streams. And so he goes out, he's now in a retirement community, but he's got a taxi voucher to help him in his older age as a senior. So he gets the taxi man to come by, the taxi driver comes by, and they load up his gear into the boot, and they go out to some little stream locally, and he spends the day fossicking. And he's, and every so often he tells me that he's very happy with the day's results. So there's lots of ways, but beekeeping is another little profitable hobby, or a secondhand bookstore that you might see at a local farmer's market on the weekend. But I tell you what, here's another good one, which is one I think it applies to everybody. If you had a little online store And you had, it was basically, say, chip repairs for your car on auto windscreens. Everyone gets a chip in their windscreen of their auto or car eventually. So if you're online and that's just said, you know, the perfect glue to fix your windscreen and delivery guaranteed in 10 days' time, and you charged something modestly like $36, over time you'd find out that you'd be selling quite a few of these little kits that you buy in China, actually. You buy them and you just retail them, but you just have a, you have to be able to just be at it, and over the next 10 years you might be living very comfortably off that little idea I just told you. Chip repairs for car and auto windscreens.
Wow, thank you. There's a few things there I'd never thought of. It's amazing. And I suppose it's your knowledge as well. There must be people that have accumulated a lot of knowledge over their working life, and they probably don't know what they're sitting on.
Well, I try to help them, because actually one of the things, and when you go to the website, which is my retirementlifestyleacademy.com, the big question that everyone wants to ask, and I answer it there on the landing page, I ask the question, do you want to know how long your retirement will last? And they just click on and they say yes, and all the answers are all there. But we've got an indeterminate number of days between now and when our estate event occurs, and it's a long time to be bored, and so I think we should all start doing something.
Yes. Well, that sounds like a fabulous idea, because it's not every I believe travel is one of the number one pastimes, but not everyone wants to travel, or not all couples, not each one of couples want to travel either.
Yes, and actually if you go on cruises, that can get very boring after a while, because actually on a cruise line, when you actually get on board, you realise you're just in this large mobile shopping centre that takes you from port to port. And once people go on one cruise, they might not go on another. But, of course, the other thing, though, you can actually go travelling, and, you know, I like going to mining townships, actually, townships, particularly if they're large enough, say 15,000-20,000 people, and they're still vibrant, they're still living, but I like to go to a mining township, but that's a little my hobby. Yeah. But you like to travel yourself? Where do you go travelling?
I've only travelled within Australia the last few years. My mum's still alive, and the older she gets, the less time I can be away for, so I don't go anywhere for more than about 2 weeks, and the children live interstate, so I spend a bit of time going and visiting them. But I like going to the beach. My last holiday, a friend of mine celebrated their 70th at Airlie Beach, and they went out on a yacht, and some of us got in the water and snorkelled with the reef fish. So,
wow, that was fantastic.
That was something I hadn't done before, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, let me give you another idea, Anne, if you do want to, another little way to make some money, is really if you were to go to a bridal fair and you had a little booth at the bridal fair, and they happen 3 or 4 times a year in really every town, you can actually do plum puddings and do plum puddings as wedding souvenirs. So basically all you need to do is you find out if there's a bridal expo in your community, and they'll happen 3 or 4 times a year, because there's always brides getting married.
Yeah.
And but basically they'll need a little souvenir, a gift to take away to give to all the guests as a memento of the special day. And you can make plum puddings in your own family kitchen, and then the only thing is you need to have a nice little box to put them in, but that's all you do. And it's a fairly simple way, but it's another profitable hobby, and there's an infinite demand over time for that little profitable hobby.
Yeah.
So how does that? What are some of the other things? Actually, you can do other things if you want to generate extra money, not just through physical activity, but you can teach English overseas as another way to generate some money when you become a senior. And, of course, at any age you can do that, but so basically my market, of course, has always been early retirees, but of course it applies to the products that I, well, the lectures that I give over at this Rosewall Community College. We're marketing there to stay-at-home mums, to ethnic communities, to single men, single retirees, and also there's a fourth group. Youth, that's right, yeah, youth.
All right, well, congratulations on your success with this, and I hope this new one goes well for you. And if anyone wants to follow you or know something more about you, they just go to your website, is that correct?
Oh, yes, yeah, so I'll give you the email as well. And the email is bernardkellygeelong@gmail.com. So it's Bernard Kelly, Kelly, Geelong, Geelong, @gmail.com.
All right. Well, all the best, and thanks very much for giving us a few tips and ideas of how anyone could make some money on the side from some hobbies.
Well, I tell you what, you ever feel you're never going to make it, whatever you're doing, I'd suggest you go to the local skateboard park, because all the teenagers there, they get on, they fall off, they get on, they start again. All day long, all they're doing is trying again. And I suggest if you ever want to turn your hobby into money, just go to the local skateboard park and you'll get so enthusiastic about what the teenagers keep doing, you'll start to fly as well.
Thank you. Thanks for that very encouraging words.
Nice to chat, Anne. All the best.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.